This morning, Lord, as we praise and worship you through music and song and word, we remember your great sacrifice for us on that very first Christmas. How you came and left the glory of heaven and came as an infant child. We thank you, Lord, for the sacrifice that you made. This morning, Lord, we also make a sacrifice of ourselves back to you. Through the work that we do, through the lives that we live, through the giving of our offerings and our tithes. We pray your blessing upon these gifts, Lord God, that they may be used to tell the whole world that Jesus Christ has come and is coming again. We ask it all in his precious name.
Advent is one of those times of the year when we look forward and backward. We reenact the excitement of waiting for the Christ child to be born. But in so doing, we also look for a time when Christ will come again. There are many prophetic writings in the Bible, and Advent also offers us with this split look at the future and the past to look at the prophets and hear what they have to say. There are many beautiful words that come from these scripture lessons, so they'll be included this morning. Other things to note. We'll stay seated for the carols that happen during the or in between the readings. And it's also a sign of us growing up. Three of our younger readers today are reading on their own when in the past they would have shared readings with somebody else. So that's nice to see. The first reading is from the book of Isaiah. And also I'd encourage you, if these readings catch your eye or your ear or your heart, grab a Bible at some point and read what came before and what came after. They're really lovely texts. From the 40th chapter of Isaiah, "Comfort, O comfort my people." "Comfort, O comfort my people," says your God. "Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, 'In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.' A voice says, 'Cry out.' And I say, 'What shall I cry?' All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Jerusalem, 'Here is your God.' See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom, and gently lead the mother sheep."
Thank you. Pope, a regis branch, a just ruler. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah shall be saved, and Israel will be in safety, and this is the name by which will be called, the Lord is our righteousness.
The third reading, and it's from Isaiah 11, 1 to 9. The peaceful kingdom. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with the righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth and with the breath of his lips. He shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist and faithfulness the belt around his loin. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straws like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its head on the otter's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And so ends the reading of Isaiah.
Thank you. Our fourth reading, Isaiah 9, 2 to 7. Christ's birth and kingdom are foretold. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, has been broken on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forward. The zeal of the Lord of the hosts will do this.
This is the fifth reading, Isaiah 52, chapters 7 through 10, the Messenger of Peace. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voice, together they sing for joy. In the plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, your ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
Jerusalem, he raised me. The sixth reading, Micah 5, verses 2 to 5. The prophet foretells the glory of little Bethlehem. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace.
Seventh reading, Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 35 and 38, the birth of Jesus foretold by Gabriel. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God in a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin and engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you after the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy, and he will be called Son of God, and now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, was also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, and she was fit to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God. Mary said, Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her.
The eighth reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Mary gives birth to Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
The ninth reading comes from John. I'm reading 1 through 14. John unfolds the great mystery of the incarnation. This is a little different than what's in the bulletin. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through the Word, and without the Word, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in the Word was life. And the life was the light of all the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the true light which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, and yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, and who believed in his name, he gave power to become the children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, and the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning, a time when we remember, when we reflect. We hold dear in our hearts the knowledge that Jesus came to bring light into the darkness of this world. The world was dark then, the world is dark now. But Lord, you shine in our hearts, and we open our hearts up to receive you. I pray, Lord, that we do not allow the busyness of this season. We allow the consumerism, the busyness and all the things that we get tied up in to take away from the true meaning of what this season is all about. Help us to hold dear to our hearts the love, the joy, the hope, and the peace that only Jesus can bring as we open up the doors of our hearts to him. We reflect upon his love and what he has done for us. We thank you, Lord, for this time of celebration this morning when we could worship together in unity by listening to your word and by lifting up our voices in song. We thank you, Lord, for this family of St. Paul's who has gathered together to worship you today. Lord, this time we also think about our brothers and sisters in other places around the world. For them also, Christmas is coming. But for them, Lord, this Christmas may be very difficult and very hard. They may be going through times of distress in their family or in their country. They could be persecuted for their faith just to gather to praise your name. We also pray, Lord, for those we know, members of this congregation, who may have also have a difficult time this Christmas, those who have lost loved ones and friends in the last year. We truly pray that your peace, your joy, your love, your hope would rekindle within their hearts again. Lord, put it upon our hearts to fill the gap of what they have lost and who they have lost. Help us to reach out in love to those who are lost and also those who are struggling with whatever they're dealing with at this Christmas time. We ask all this in Jesus' name.